All throughout the Detroit bankruptcy battle, there has been intense debate over the Detroit Institute of Arts, whether the DIA can and should be forced to sell its works to help offset Detroit's insolvency. DIA Director Graham Beal recently wrote a letter that was published in the museum's newsletter, and then it was posted on Deadline Detroit under the headline, "Museums Should Step Very Carefully in Times of Crisis." Graham Beal is with us now. Graham, your letter describes the way the Delaware Art Museum sold three of its most notable artworks to pay off debts it ran up because of an expansion program. Now, it is clear you don't think that sale should have happened, but some argue it had to be done to keep the museum alive. Do you think there were other options that could have been explored?
There usually are. When this kind of thing happens, the Association of Art Museum Director gets involved. And in the two cases that have happened in the past couple of years, people running the museum have basically not paid any attention to our AMD's very, very strongly held belief that you do not sell works of art for any other purpose than to acquire more art and to enhance the collection.
Over this past year and a half since this bankruptcy battle began, I'm wondering what kind of conversations, Mr. Beal, you've had with your peers, with directors at other major museums, about the situation with the DIA and the city of Detroit.
I haven't. There hasn't been a lot to discuss, really. I mean, there's been all the press and media attention to the collection as if it was going to be sold tomorrow, which would never have been the case, and my colleagues understand the situation here. They understand that we took draconian steps in 2008 to bring our budget down by 30% and operate within our means before we were able to get the millage passed to support our operations. And as I say, there isn't a lot to say, actually. We all know that you don't sell art to pay other kinds of bills. And that is the standard that I've always adhered to, and it's the reason that I was outspoken when the National Academy of Design decided to sell works of art to solve its financial problems, which it seems not to have done, because several years after they sold those works of art, they just laid off what seems to be about half their staff.
Are there other museums that are in the same kind of troubled waters because of a possible bankruptcy of a city, or that financial times are very hard in a city? Are there other directors concerned that they could find themselves in the same boat that you've been in this last year and a half?
The DIA has been something of an object lesson. There are approximately a dozen museums whose collections are technically owned by the city. And one, for example, is Birmingham, Alabama. I think Wichita is another, I'm not sure. Certainly the Great Walters Museum in Baltimore is owned by the city. And as far as I know, the board and the directors are talking to the right people, the mayor and the city council, to get legislation passed that will protect the collection should their cities ever go into bankruptcy.
So lessons certainly that can be learned from what's happened in Detroit. And I'm wondering, how has it been for you, as someone who cares for the DIA, loves the DIA, how has it been watching the debate around this bankruptcy? Because it's been so hot and heavy.
Well, it's been stressful. It's also been a little exasperating because there's always been this implication that the works of art would be sold just like that, you know, and they'd be gone tomorrow. And whereas the fact is that legally there would be a long, long battle, and with depending on who it was against, with both sides appealing probably all the way to the Supreme Court. So the notion that the collection would just be sold and entities like Cincora would get their pound of flesh, from my point of view, was not likely to happen at all.
And what did you think last week when the news broke that Cincora was ready to accept an offer from the city and become a partner and drop its opposition to the grand bargain? In fact, earlier today, it reached its settlement with the city, and Cincora actually issued an apology for accusing bankruptcy negotiators of naked favoritism. Were you blindsided by that settlement?
Not entirely. because we've been part of arbitration, we had picked up the fact that there were other negotiations going on elsewhere. And as someone remarked, that they certainly may not be our friends right now, but in the end, they are reasonable people and they recognize facts when confronted with them. And I did, from a very unlikely source, was tipped off a couple of weeks ago that Cencora was giving up on the notion that the collection would be sold. But this was completely unofficial. I had no way of to ratify anything along those lines.
And now this leaves FGIC as the biggest holdout, along with a handful of hedge funds and about 600 individuals. At what point, Director Beal, will you feel that the future of the DIA is indeed safe?
When the judge rules on the plan of adjustment and rules in our favor, and we are able to put into effect the documents that convert the DIA back into a privately held 501c3, which is how we started life in 1883.
Detroit Institute of Arts Director Graham Beal. His director's letter, published in the Detroit Institute of Arts newsletter, can be found at deadlinedetroit.com. Thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.